US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yeah, the rumour file's open. Yep, right now, 9221882 on the air after 7 o'clock, but taking your calls now, 9221882, $500 cash if you phone your rumour through, but you must phone it through and you must do it now, 9221882. Kirk Clyte in for Bob Tarlow. Morning, Kirk.
Well, Baz and Steve, you knew it was going to happen again. Another school shooting. It was at Great Mills High School. It's in Maryland, in the far distant suburbs of Washington. About 1,500 kids attend the school. A big difference between this shooting and the one last month in Florida was that this gunman, a 17-year-old student, was using a handgun compared to an AR-15 last month when 17 were killed. Also, in reality, they are the school police, but they're known as school resource officers. Last month, the SRO didn't engage the shooter. This morning, it was a different story. Here is a student, Jonathan Freeze, on the phone while he was locked down in his math classroom, and the sheriff in St. Mary's County, Tim Cameron.
It happened in the art hallway. Right now, the police were going through classrooms and checking, making sure students are safe.
A male student produced a handgun and fired around, wounding a female student and another male student. When the shooting took place, our school resource officer, who was stationed inside the school, was alerted to the event and the shots being fired. He pursued the shooter, engaged the shooter, during which that engagement he fired a round at the shooter. Simultaneously, the shooter fired a round as well.
The shooter, Austin Rollins, is dead, and it appears this may have been a targeted attack, as he had a relationship with a 16-year-old girl who was shot. She is in critical condition. A 14-year-old boy also shot. He is in stable condition. The officer, Blaine Gaskill, is unharmed. The sheriff praised the officer's quick response, saying he responded exactly as we train our personnel.
Now, President Trump has called for more teachers to have guns. Has he made a comment?
Well, so far we've just heard from the president to quickly responding to a reporter's question, saying the shooting's a terrible thing. Of course, with a shooter being killed by an officer with a gun at a school, there is little doubt that this morning's incident will become a big part of the growing national debate about guns in school, how many there should be, and who should have those guns.